This is Almost Obvious for Monday, October 29th, 2012. Recording time is at 21:51 hour or 9:51 p.m. As a matter of fact, it just turned 9:52. Temperature is at 64 degrees somewhere in Southern California. Speaking of the temperature, in Southern California, I am at a home base in Southern California. I want to talk about the Hurricane Sandy. I talked about it yesterday. Currently, it's pummeling the east coast of North America. A colleague from Boston just called not too long ago talking about how they've been having this rainstorm for the past 24, 28 hours. It is pretty crazy. Hope for everyone's safety. I know there'll be a lot of things that's going to come out from this natural disaster reminders. The force of nature is much, much bigger than any of us combined. Of course, CNN reported that there are some deaths already, death toll, attributed to the Hurricane Sandy. They said affecting more than like 21 states, might affect 60 million people. And right now, the lower Manhattan is out of power because, and then again, one of the power plant is, I believe, just look it up, go to like Con Ed power plant. Or Con Ed explosion, you can see some video footage where initial explosion happened at the power plant. They also reported that the subway in Manhattan is currently flooded. There are a lot of things going on. The aftermath of the this Hurricane Sandy we're going to be talking about it for the next few days, even the next few weeks. It's going to be for a while because they have to clean up all, you know, damages, and they have to repair everything. They have to kind of make sure everything's okay, because now, like, we're talking about loss of power in the floods, and also, like, you know, after that, it's a fresh water, clean water, clean supply of water. That's going to be a huge issue. Of course, the government and the FEMA is going to be handling that right after, immediately. Let's set aside our differences right now. I mean, I'm talking politically since it is the election time in the United States here. Forget about your party line or preference, who your candidates are. But, let's do what we can. Of course, Hurricane Sandy caused a lot of other things. For example, the New York Stock Exchange was closed today, because of a concern of the safety for everyone. And also, Google canceled their Nexus announcements. They announced Nexus 4, an LG-produced smartphone, 4.7-inch, 2GB RAM, just a lot of running with Android 4.2, still codenamed Jelly Bean. Then Nexus 10, produced by Samsung. It's high-res screen and whatnot. Just go to google.com/nexus. And the other news, Microsoft showing off Windows Phone 8. Although they're not really clear about what's going on. They're touting like the new features here and there, but they haven't really showed. They didn't tell anything about the actual release of the phones themselves. Like, yeah, there'll be like, you know, different manufacturer releasing Windows Phone 8 devices. To be honest, it's kind of confusing because mostly it's for phones. We can't really say Windows Phone 8 phone. That's kind of redundant. Anyway, Microsoft, that's bad naming. But it'll be coming up for the next, you know, two months into the end of the year. We'll be looking into that. Another big news, actually coming from Apple. Apple is shaking up its executive team. Notably, Scott Forstall, the executive VP of iOS development, iOS team, pretty much he's out of company now. He's he's no longer holding his positions. He'll be leaving Apple in 2013. He'll be serving as Tim Cook advisor in the meantime. That's the big news, because that's another topic by itself. And also, like, you know, the much-hated John Browett, no longer executive VP of retail. Anyhow, 5 minutes is almost up. Until next time.